Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy and darn sexy people. Well, here we are, another Sunday, and I've got a lot of news. Shocker, huh? My daughter came over this week to do some TikTok videos with me. We had so much fun. We were cracking up. We could hardly even do them. We were laughing so much. So I'm venturing out into the world of TikTok. So look for me. Oh, dear God, help me. Okay, the webinar was absolutely awesome. Boy, I'll tell you, there were a couple of times where I thought, man, I hope I can get through this, because, you know, I usually channel for like 27 people. Well, I ended up, I think, channeling for 46, their highest state. So there is a recording on it. They gave us, four claims for the world and four claims for us personally before we say our individual statement for 2022. It's incredibly empowering, and thank you all of you that joined in, because you helped bring all that in. You know that. So it was pretty awesome. Also, Creation Station has been posted on the homepage at IMDWallace. It will be June 10th through 12th. Creation Station is my in my home training for the very latest and greatest and most up-to-date of what's going on with our work. June 10th through 12th, in-house. I can only take 24 people. It goes pretty fast, just FYI. I am going to offer it virtually again this year. And guys, I have to tell you, I had to raise the price slightly because, you know, I feed everybody and the air condition, everything's gone up, everything. So it's not a huge increase, but there is a little increase. There is a discount for the virtual people this year. Obviously, they will not be fed, et cetera. Everybody has to be fully vaxxed, and there is a payment plan. So, Creation Station, June 10th through 12th. Awesome weekend. Ask anybody that's been to any of them. Okay. What I want to talk to you about is... It came up a lot on the webinar, and it's come up consistently in the privates, is I have to give up me to take care of others, that core belief. And they want you to know is under that core belief that creates that core belief. Number one, we have a belief that we don't have enough energy for all of us. So I can't create for me and create for them. I can't take care of me and take care of my family. Look, this goes back, literally to Adam and Eve, okay, and all the stories we've heard and all the lives we've lived. Especially, not all, but especially women have been taught that they have to give up themselves so that they can take care of their families, whether it's their parents or their kids or their husband or their home, whatever it is. So that's number one. Number two, the signal consciousness is sending out is when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Basically, they're saying we have, again, been taught to value ourselves by being martyrs. And if you look over the history of the world, you can see that's very true. And what do you think we are with COVID? Right? We are martyring ourselves because of this disease. We are giving up ourselves. And we are fighting against that. So I remind you that fighting against anything is not creating. Focusing on the positive of what you want with love is creating. Number three, I'll never be good enough to take care of all of us. Now that sort of kind of dovetails back into I don't have enough energy for all of us. But basically it's I'll never be good enough to take care of all of us, so I give up myself so I can take care of everybody else. Which equals I don't know what I want for myself. So if those of you out there are having difficulty going, well, I really don't know what I want. I want you to look at some of these things they gave you here today and see if you are giving yourself up in some way, right? So that you literally cannot access what you want. So we're going to balance all that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. All right. Go to the calls. Yes. That was a lot of good information. I hope you took that in. Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee. I just wanted to give a real plug for the webinar because it was fantastic. And,
Thank you.
The reason it was great. And after every claim, my heart just kept growing, you know, and growing is like overflowing. And what was so nice is that it was such a positive, you know, it's like, you know, how we're always focusing on, oh, what's wrong with me? This is like,
yeah.
What's right with me? And how, you know, and just kind of clearing stuff out to keep seeing what's right. And these claims
yes.
help that.
Thank you, Paula. Thank you. I felt the same way. And it was so interesting, as all of you could see, the more we got through people, the larger and more expanded the claims became for everybody, which is exactly how the collective consciousness works.
It was so great.
Good.
And my claim that I got, you know, I have all these decisions I need to make, and I go back on the old way of thinking, and I keep, nope, go to your claim and stay in the expansion and the positive. Don't allow myself to go default to the old behavior pattern.
Yep, that's what it's all. Boy, you got it.
Yep.
You got it, baby. That's exactly it. That's exactly what our work is about, is
exactly.
Literally retraining our consciousness and our brains and our spirit to focus on only the positive with love so that we create more and more of what we want. And the more we create what we want, the more we create the world we want.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you. Thank you, because we've been on this journey for a while, and this is like we're at this turning point, and it's great.
Yeah, we are. We sure are, and it is. Thank you, Paula. Much love to you.
Thank
honey.
You, and I love you.
I love you too, baby. Diana in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I want to echo Paula. You know, I completely agree. The webinar was off the charts. My personal claim, and then other claims that came through, I could just feel the energy running through me.
Great.
I also really enjoyed the at the end what came through. The joy is a choice, not a reaction to something
yes.
outside of ourselves. And
yes.
I took that and I kind of incorporated health as a choice, not a reaction to something outside of, you know, the doctors or whatever it might be. And I think there's so much there. It's a huge, powerful statement as well.
You bet. You bet.
I do. The only question I have, I think the claim that I received about feeling safe and standing firm in my power and knowing that I'm safe and knowing that all energy is here to support me. I'm just looking for some guidance on diet and exercise. I start off real strong in the day and then kind of I'm claiming and directing that it's easy all throughout the day and that it's a choice. Anything the channel has
okay.
to speak that.
Yeah. So Diana, they're saying be kind with yourself. You're in a process. You know, guys, this is all a process of retraining. So, again, if you're in judgment of yourself, right, then you're not in the positive acceptance of yourself. And the highest thing is you want to know that your body is there to support you. You're
okay.
not trying to get your body to support you.
Okay, see, I get that. I
yeah,
get the difference.
It's a really important difference, guys, that if you're dealing with any kind of health issue, you must encourage yourself to stay focused on what you want and feeling love around it. So if you're dealing with chronic backache, okay, the truth is the reality, the way it looks right now, is my back aches. But focusing on that reality is not going to shift your body so that your back can let go. Okay, so you want to focus on my back feels great. Anything and everything that I'm carrying that is heavy on my back is let go right now. I'm free. I'm free to feel great. And that feels like love. And that's what I'm creating right now. And love that back. See, we don't like it, so we judge it, and then we don't like it more, and then it increases. I know it's an oxymoron, and that's the point. That's what they're trying to teach us, right? That's
right.
What they are teaching us. I'm sorry. I just got slapped across the head there. And there's
okay.
So be kind to yourself, Diana. It's a process.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
If you get to night, you know, sometimes when, like, if I have to lose a lot of weight for a movie or something, I'll go, okay, I'm going to eat this really good meal, really healthy meal, and I'm going to give myself a treat of chocolate afterwards. It always works for me. So give it a shot.
Okay. Thank you
so much.
I appreciate it.
Give yourself a treat for doing what your intention is. Okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
You bet.
Thank you.
By the way, the webinar, of course, is still available. And if you are of a mind of purchasing it, I will send you your individual message claim, highest statement for 2022. Katie in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
I was calling. I'm trying to make some decisions, and I want to feel, I guess, like a knowing or confident about it. But I live in Georgia, and I've been here a year, but I don't really feel,
yeah.
I don't know, I don't have any friends here, and the friends
yeah,
I do have.
Like, not a match to your consciousness, Katie.
Right, and I've been feeling that because, like, I have friends, you know, when I lived here before, but I don't really hang out with them much anymore, you know, and I haven't really met new friends. And I was like, before when I lived here, I just met friends instantly. And
okay,
you
so
know,
what's,
and
what's your question?
Okay, so I'm thinking about moving to Charlotte, North Carolina. But I've never been to Charlotte, North Carolina, but I do have people I feel I can hang out with here. And I'm just wondering if Charlotte
is a better match. You bet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of what I was feeling. I was
well,
kind of feeling that.
Trust your knowing, dude.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I want to feel like I know. You know, I want to feel confident. So I was just wondering, is there something I could do to, like yeah, I know
yes,
I'm making the right
get
decision.
Get up every day and say, today I'm the powerful God of me, and I know, and I'm clear. And I trust what I know. Start directing yourself to trust yourself and your knowing. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Have fun in Charlotte. All right. We're going to Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, babe.
I knew you'd come to me this time. Oh, webinar, off the wall, love it.
Yes, it was.
And,
thank you.
And I can really, really relate with what your message was for Diana, because I'm going through some still physical things. For instance, my knee still hurts. I have been working with the what you.
Okay, so you have to stop, Susan, because. When you said
right.
my knee still hurts, the pendulum goes to no.
Well, then why do I feel pain?
Well, and that's the highest question. It's a true statement that it's not your knee.
My ankle? My son?
Hold on. Physically... it's coming more from your ankle. The whole leg needs to be adjusted.
Okay.
Either by a chiropractor or an osteopath, which is interesting to me.
Dr. Rose, my chiropractor, did adjust my, she said it was my ankle. And in fact, we even discussed what you told me. And she says, when I told her, she says, I immediately got my son. And so she is on the same wavelength
okay.
as I am.
Okay.
So I will work with her on it.
Yes, your leg is representing you giving yourself up for other people.
I understand that.
Well,
and
then
I am,
stop it, Susan. We've been talking about this for a year. When are you going to do it?
I'm no. doing it now.
Goes to no.
Okay, that I'm not. Oh God, I don't want to say not. Jeez.
You worry all the time. Do you understand, guys? You can give yourself up with worry as much as you give yourself up doing physical things. Worry, according to the channel, is the biggest sin against energy you can do, because it focuses everything on what you don't want.
I understand that.
Yes, and when I say you do it, I get a no. So to know and not to do is not yet
is
to
not
know, guys.
Move.
All right, so you got to take it. You know everything to do, Susan. You know it, they're saying. You just have to do it. Okay? I release you to your own divine I am presence.
I have been working with that statement quite a bit and apparently not accomplishing it.
But to make a statement and not to follow through with your energy is pointless. What we're doing are not affirmations. They are strong directions to energy.
Okay.
And then you have to do what you are claiming. That's it. That's all I got for you. So you know enough about this work to do it. So
I do.
Okay. Let's get on it. You're done with this, okay? Okay.
Thank
all right.
You. I am
yes.
done with this.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for calling in, baby. Okay, Kate in Washington, you're on.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
So we talked in my private about my move.
Yes.
And I find a place that we talked about, so that's the day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, tomorrow. I move tomorrow.
Ah, awesome. Well, that was quick creating. Good for you.
Yeah. And since that, my little girl has been kind of in a panic. And I did the same thing like last time. And I said, why? What happened? Why are you so afraid of this? And then I got another childhood memory of when I was probably preschool, and I was at my cousin's house, and I woke up from a nap, and no one was in the house, and I couldn't wake up my other cousin, and I called, back in those days, you could call an operator, and I, like, hit zero, and I talked to an operator, and who knows what she said to me, but, and
okay.
That, what's the connection of that memory to
being
moving?
Alone?
Yeah, 100%.
Moving up, moving out, moving into,
yeah.
All of it is moving into a portion of the unknown, guys, except that we know that we create everything. So start creating everything that you want in this place you're moving to. Make a list. I'm telling you, making a list is more valuable than any of you will ever know. Because you think you know. But you want to, you know, the place you're moving is a safe place. The place you're moving it has lots of friendships available for you. The place you're moving has a lot of like minds and energy around you. Write down everything you want and start creating it, and then trust your creation. I mean, look, even when you were a little girl, you knew to reach out and dial zero and get help. So if you need help when you get there, reach out and get help. You're the creator of that. There's nothing else. It's just that memory of, oh,
what
my gosh,
I say to
I'm
her?
Alone.
And
to
then,
your little girl?
Yeah.
Is this your little girl or a physical little girl?
Me.
Yeah. I'm going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all handled.
Yeah.
You're never alone. I'm always right here with you. Trust me. Come on. This is going to be a great adventure. This is going to be like going to Disneyland. You know, we don't know what rides we're going to get on, but we're going to have some rides, baby. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's a whole different perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
And I think a part of it, too, is I don't remember being comforted much afterwards. Like whenever, I don't know what happened with my aunt, uncle, or my parents. I don't remember feeling safe.
Well, but you get to do that for yourself now, Kate.
Okay.
You see, like we got to on the webinar, joy is a choice. You're not waiting for something outside of you to create the joy. Okay? Health
mm-hmm.
is a choice. Money is a choice. Everything in your life is a choice. Don't wait for something outside of you to push you into creating something. Okay?
So my one line would sounds like it's about creating.
I am safe to create is a good one for you. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
that
go
happened
fun.
This morning.
Come on,
yeah.
This is exciting. Get behind it. Woohoo! This is going to be great for you. All right.
All right.
Thank you. Michael in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, how you doing, Dee? When I get on your show, I always have a question, and somehow it gets answered throughout the show.
Shocker.
Whether or not you...
Shocker.
Pardon?
I said shocker.
Yeah, well, I'll ask you anyway, although I've already gotten several answers. I'm going to be in a liminal time. I am in a liminal time and will be for the next couple of years. What else can I be doing to make the transition to my next field of endeavor?
The first thing that came in, Michael, is get clear about what you want.
Hooah.
You're not clear.
Extremely useful feedback. Thank you.
Yep. Write it down, baby. Write it down. Guys, the universe cannot create with you if you are not clear. Because if you're not clear, you have not made a choice. Okay? LaVon in Reno. Hi, babe.
Good morning, Dee Dee. Hey, have you noticed the number of the show? It's number 599.
No, I didn't.
That's a lot of shows.
Wow. Yeah, I'm just looking at that right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would like some clarity on the issue with my left instep.
Left instep.
Causing
well,
great
they're
pain.
Saying it's, that's not really what it is. They want to use the word arch. They want to use the word arch. And energetically, sheets. Give me a song.
June is busting out all over. I know you know what that's from.
June is busting out all over. Okay, it's about rebirth. It's about rebirth. And now we're going to a core belief, this page. Here. 18. Now, see, we're back to when I value myself, everyone else has to abandon me. It's the fear that... Okay, the words they're giving me, LaVon, is it's the fear that people won't understand you.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Well, hang on. So
I get that.
So what the hell does that have to do with the arch? Oh. Okay. Well, this is what they're showing me. You know how a little baby will scrunch its toes up real hard and almost make a ball of their foot?
Yep, right.
Okay. That's energetically what you're doing, which is keeping you from stepping forward all the way into your creative process about expansion. You're ready to, like, blow.
Oh, yeah.
Levon, you can feel that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready to, like, blow, and you know how powerful that will be, and
yes.
the realms that it's taking you into, and you're just in fear that people are not going to understand you and possibly judge you. But again, you're the creation of how people see you and respond
right.
to you. Right?
Right. That's
okay.
back to that judgment thing. Yeah.
So you've got to get busy being the powerful God of you that creates people loving and accepting, and understanding is the highest word. Understanding this expansion that you are going through and supporting it. And supporting it. Okay?
Makes perfect sense. All right.
Okay.
And congratulations on $5.99.
Yeah. Next week, guys, it's $600. Woo! And some of you have been with me since the beginning. Not many, but some of you. All right, darling. Love you.
All right. Thanks so much. Love you too. Bye.
See, this is the kind of, they won't give me exactly what Creation Station is about yet, but they're saying expansion. That's the biggest word. And you could see that by the time we got to the webinar. You can see that in so many of the privates, information that's coming in about us on other planes that are affecting us here. And it's just going to be a lot of expansion of information. Paul in Toronto, you're on, babe.
Hello, Dee. Hello. So in the summer, I took on a lot of new creations that were big. So now that I'm midway in them, it's felt overwhelming. I go to love. I go to the higher vibration. I claim.
It's fear. It's
and,
fear, Paul.
Yeah. So how do I shift that? I want to shift that faster because I want to shift that faster.
Well, in that statement comes judgment.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it
I heard
good
what
enough.
You said
I'm
with
not
Diana.
Doing it fast enough. I'm not, you know.
Yeah. I made a mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Paul, you're good at going into judgment about yourself. And how fast and how much money, how many people. You know, you're always comparing you to what you think you should be instead of loving everything that you're doing and being very clear about the expansion that you want.
Even if it looks like it's two steps back or I made the wrong decision. You know, even if it looks like I made the wrong decision with my brother.
When I say you've made any wrong decisions, I get a no. Is that the highest question? Yeah. But if you're always looking to see if you've made wrong decisions, you will find a way to create the illusion that you've made wrong decisions.
There's something from childhood with my dad around the judgment. I feel like there's a child thing that just keeps it's pulling back on the creation.
Well, yeah. Is it true that he always judged himself?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so you looked at him as a little boy and went, oh, I get it. That's what adults do. That's how you create, is you judge yourself all the time.
That's success when you judge yourself, right?
Yeah. But it's not. You're not having any fun judging yourself, are you?
No.
And the more fun you have creating.
The opposite of fun.
Right. And the more fun you have creating, the more you create.
So if I've made zero, if I made no mistakes in this creation process, and things are just in the way, in the midway of coming out the way I would love them to be, and I drop the judgment and just say, you know, I've always made the best choice. Go into love, and keep creating.
Look,
that will.
Do you think the 100 times that Alexander Graham Bell failed to create the telephone, do you think he sat there and went, well, I'm a big piece of shit. I can't do anything. I might as well give up. No. He said, I guess I have to tweak this now. Let's try this. And then he created the telephone, which none of us would know in this lifetime what to do without.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't judge. Just stand back and go, well, okay, maybe I could tweak this a little bit this way and make an even greater creation. Do you understand?
Yeah, it's not over. It's a process of creation.
Yeah, and you've got to let go. You've got to redefine what you learned from your dad, Paul. Okay?
Yeah.
All of you.
I keep telling you.
Everybody go back to what you were taught verbally or modeled by your parents. You will see the walls you are hitting. All right, baby. Thank you. And we are going to miss Jennifer in Oklahoma.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Listen, I have to add to everyone else's comments, the webinar was awesome.
Thank you.
And I have a question for you. I lost a friend to suicide back in July. And she was one of my friends in a group of high school friends that we've been friends for since we were in high school. And I've had a few dreams. And this morning I had a very vivid dream. And I wasn't as close to her as I am the other ones. But I'd like to know, am I getting messages from her?
Yes, you are. She's coming through. Do you know what message?
Is there anything specific?
Well, you should know, she's saying. What was the dream about?
It was a dream that she lived near a friend of mine in a different town where I used to live. She never lived there, but I didn't know she lived there. And there was a feeling of what I'm connecting to it is I don't have the energy to create me.
Yes, which is why she left.
Right. That's what
okay. I
came, and she lives next to a friend in my dream who's very creative and very productive.
Okay. So from my channel's point of view, you are everything in the dream. Okay? So you are her, feeling like she doesn't have enough energy to create, who's living next to a friend who is very creative and knows exactly how to create.
Yes.
Okay, which one do you want to choose to be, Jen?
The friend that's here who's very creative and knows exactly how to create.
Right, because otherwise, metaphorically, we kill our creative force when we don't use it. Do you understand, guys?
Yes.
We kill our creative force, our I am presence, when we betray it, don't use it, don't understand it, walk away from it, okay? We all want to be the part of the dream that exercises our brilliance and our I am presence and our creative force and uses it to create us in every way.
And the other message that I took away from my dream is I could see my friend's home that's so creative and so productive, and it was very, very vivid and clear, and I could feel it and touch it. And what I realized when I journaled it was that it created the dream, and look how vivid and beautiful it was. So does that make sense? There was a
Absolutely.
Lot of understanding about how effortlessly I created or allowed the dream.
Yeah. Well, that is creation.
Yeah.
We've been taught that it's hard, you see. And the friend that committed suicide thought it was hard.
Yeah. Is there anything else that I need to know about her or from her?
Well, we're going to a core belief. This page here went through. Yeah, see, she believed, I believe this is her coming through, that I can never be God. So if you believe you can never be God, you can't ever exercise your creative force, can you? Remember, guys, God said, I am that I am. I have to say I'm God if I am God. I have to say I am God to be God. That's why I keep telling you, claim exactly what you want. Define yourself exactly the way you choose to be, because then the energy takes that form. There's nothing else now. That's everything.
Okay. Too. Thank you, Dee, so much.
You bet.
Love you.
You bet. Love you, too. Denise in Sacramento, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
I absolutely resonated when you were saying the number three, I'll never be good enough to take care of all of us, and
uh-huh.
I give up myself.
Yep.
I've been really hitting a wall lately in not being able to receive, not being able to, make money in my business. It's like I stopped before making the offers, putting out the before
what
making
line
the offers,
of work
before,
are you in?
I'm a coach. I'm a healer. I'm
okay. Well, you know, healer, heal thyself, and then you can heal lots more people, Denise. So, what's stopping
and
you?
Yet,
sheets. Book. Give me a song. Any song that pops
child
in.
Of mine.
Okay. So I'm going right to your mom. Okay. These are the first words that came in. Your mom was afraid to have you. Do you know anything about what was going on with them?
I know. I mean, she told me all the time that I was an accident. That
okay.
I was never meant to be here. In fact, when I was being born, I started to come part way out, and then I went back in and turned around.
Well, isn't that what you're doing right now?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Always. Oh my God.
You get halfway out, and then you pull yourself back in because you don't feel like you're going to be wanted, darling.
I never feel like I'm going to be wanted.
Well, you've
part
got
of me knows that I should be, and then
Denise,
I'm like, no.
You're the only one that can change that. Nobody nobody outside of you can change that. Nobody.
Wow. And then that was reinforced my whole life. I can't even tell you the number of times I was told that I'm not supposed to be here. I was never meant
because
to be here.
Because you came to know that you were. Do you understand? You picked that family because you said, in this lifetime, I'm going to come in and I'm going to know that I'm in charge of whether I'm wanted in this world or not. I'm in charge. And these guys are going
to
give me the greatest challenge to know that. So I'm picking them.
God. And you know what? That is the stake in the ground I have that I'm wanting to teach other women, that it's not up to anybody else. And that's what I'm teaching other women, and that's not what I've been taking on myself.
Thank you.
And that's exactly what you were saying.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I didn't
look,
even
I walk this
that.
Line with you guys all the time. That's why I say make a list of everything you want and then go, okay, am I in alignment with that?
Wow.
Do I feel good about that? Do I have any judgments about that? Then I need to rewrite. Yeah. You are wanted, Denise. You are wanted in this world to make a difference. That's why you chose to be here. Want yourself.
And I'm the one who just keeps on making up that lie.
Yeah. Like Dana Wilde says, there's nothing wrong with your story except you keep telling it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And even now, I'm telling myself that lie. I'm, like, realizing
well,
I need to do something
just,
to stop it.
You just gave yourself a direction that I would redirect right there. Even now, I am knowing that I want me, and I'm wanted in this world, and I'm going to go out there and live what I teach. And so it is. All right, baby. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Wow. Vicki in Tampa, you're on, babe.
Oh, hey. Oh, wow. I just wanted to reiterate with everyone else on that webinar. My statement was so perfect, and I already knew the truth of it, but by getting it, it has motivated me.
Great.
So yes, it really was amazing. The whole thing was amazing. I have a question about mass consciousness, but on the subject of what we are learning, I really feel that your channel helps. I mean, we really are on the cutting edge because
I listen
to Theo. I, you know, occasionally tune into like Sarah Landon's channel and, you know, Cryon and people, and they're all saying the same stuff. And I think you know this, you know, be in joy, know what you want. This is the time. But your channel's directions feel like you can take the bites and really put them into action. And sometimes you don't get that from the other. You get the understanding.
My channel's kind of tough love, you know?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Tough love and no nonsense. It's done with lots of love. You know that. You know
right.
I love all of you. But
right.
because I love you, I'm not going to stick around and give you some namby-pamby stuff. You know,
right,
like
exactly.
February's going to be a great month. You might be tested. Well, and that's different from what other month, you know?
Yeah,
so
right.
I do kind of put myself out there. I mean, I really put myself out there on predictions with specific stuff, you know?
Right.
Which, depending on what the collective consciousness decides may or may not come about.
Exactly. That's the free will piece that, is
well,
is
what,
in
I want to answer something about the mass consciousness so that we all understand that. We're literally creating consciousness. Consciousness isn't hanging out creating us.
Yes.
Whatever we out as our signals goes out into the energy of mass consciousness. When the majority of the collective are sending out the same signal, the mass consciousness shifts.
Right.
And then the mass consciousness can also affect our consciousness positively or negatively if we are not conscious.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
and
the
you make that clear.
In,
yeah, and I think you make it clear in the book too. And
thank
on
you.
That subject, this is yes, absolutely, you do. On that subject, I this when you were doing the intro, I have a curiosity question about what the channel thinks. Right now, I've been hearing a lot of media talking about the Great Resignation, and it feels positive to me, like people are really looking at what they
no,
want.
No,
no,
no.
It's a martyr.
Resignation, resignation is not creation.
Okay.
Now, they may mean creation, but you don't create by resigning yourself to something. You go,
yeah.
Oh, resigning yourself to something is, oh, well, okay, shoot, might as well. Yeah, all right, I'll give in.
Yeah. Well, what I feel like it is about more like people are saying, I'm resigning from this job to get something better. That's what my sense is. Like,
that's
I'm no
creation.
Longer going to do this work. Huh?
That's creation. That's making
right.
a strong choice about self-worth.
Right. And that's what I'm getting from the media. That's what people are doing. It's like, I'm no longer going to do this anymore, and I'm resigning to do something better. And I'm just curious if the channel, you know, because you were talking about martyrs, you know, through COVID and the martyr energy, and I felt like, wow, maybe the Great Resignation is a
no.
more
no,
positive.
They,
no.
Yes, it's more positive. The martyring energy is okay. I should be making more, but I just need a job, so I'll do this.
Right, right, right. But the fact that they see these many, many people are just putting a stake in the ground and saying, I'm not doing this job anymore.
Yes,
I'm,
but
you know,
if they're doing it with their middle finger up, Vicki.
They're
not creating.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
That's,
yes.
That's an important
that's,
point.
It
you
is.
Can't
it
say,
is.
F you, I'm not doing this anymore, and get what
there's,
you want.
Yeah. There's the negative. Yeah, right. Okay.
And you say, you know what? I am worth more. I can feel that now. I'm going to stand up and work for my self-worth and claim my
right.
self-worth. That's self-love.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking when I was listening or hearing about this Great Resignation. Does the channel feel like the majority of people doing this are in doing it through self-worth or through putting their finger up?
No, it goes to a big yes on self-worth.
So they are doing it through self-worth.
The majority.
The majority. Well, I think that's great. That's wonderful.
Absolutely, it's wonderful. We
yeah.
all need to do that.
Yeah.
See,
so that means,
guys,
there is a shift.
Remember, they've been asking us for a year now, please keep claiming all injustice is brought to
yeah.
justice now.
Yeah.
You see it happening.
You see
You're
it happening.
You're creating it. You must stay focused through love on that. And all those other claims that they gave us at the beginning of the webinar
yes.
are so important, Vicki. So
okay.
important for all of us to do each day. 2 minutes.
So can I ask one more question about this?
Yeah,
one more
quickly,
quick question.
Because I'm out of
time.
Yeah.
I know you're also time. Okay, so our little community itself is enough with those claims to shift the consciousness.
I get that's the right question. I get a yes. Is there any? Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. You,
man.
I say to you every week, you guys have no idea how powerful
yep.
you are.
You know what? I'm about ready to cry. It's so strong. It's
yes.
so amazing.
Yes. It's like loving a baby.
Woo.
It's like loving a baby.
And that we can do it and that we know
we
how to do
it.
Now.
We are doing it. Vicki.
Wow.
We are doing it. Through love.
Oh, my gosh.
Through love.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Wow, what a show. Good Lord. Wow, you guys are amazing. You are just freaking amazing. Say it with me. I love me. Woo, own it. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.